This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
All right. We're going to go back to school here. Y'all, we had some conversations last night and some today. So I just, you know, first of all, 10-year rule. Why do we have a 10-year rule? Because according to Ibbotson's, the Bible, right? Everybody in the whole world uses Ibbotson's if you're in this business.
Yeah.
For publishing data.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Return information.
83% of the time, stocks outperform any other asset class if you have a 10-year holding period.
Right.
If you have a 20-year holding period, 98.55% of the time, stocks outperform any asset class. Now, why don't we have a 5-year holding period? Because it drops to 77%. And when I was in school, 83 beat 77.
Yep.
1-year holding period, 63% of the time. So that's that 2 out of 3 times, right?
Yep.
Roughly?
Yep.
Getting there? What? Okay. So, 10-year rule. That's why. It's not any more complicated than that. Everybody wants to make it complicated because I got to make it sexy and sell you something.
It's simple.
770-429-9166 if you don't want sexy and you want to make money.
That's right.
Well, I'm not guaranteeing that, but we have bad years. But
we do.
Common sense, right?
Yes.
You can do this at home. If you don't need the money in the next 10 years,
you should take a longer-term view.
Absolutely. Now,
because.
Bonds.
Yes.
This sounds serious.
So, today, with maturities as they are, if I have a 5-year maturity and interest rates go up 1%, well, guess how much money I lose in that bond? 5%.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
2%. The bond goes up 2%, I lose 9%.
Yep.
Bond goes up 3%.
Interest rates go up 3%.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry, interest rates.
Interest rates.
Yeah, right. Market-related interest rates.
13.3% is what I lose. That's on a 5-year bond. You can pretty much double those on a 10-year bond.
Yep.
So the concern is, how far out the yield curve do we go in the interest rate environment we currently are in? And that's one to be debated, right? Because
right.
How long have we been wrong on interest rates?
Oh, yeah. Years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Right. So
much.
You would have been better off 5 years ago buying that 5-year bond.
Absolutely.
Heck, for that, buying a 10-year bond.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely no question. The problem is, as I see it, when you look at interest rates today, it's very hard to imagine. They can tell me there's no inflation, but I buy stuff. So I know it's not true.
Right.
I'll get the new iPhone when it comes out. I guarantee you it costs more than this one.
Yep.
So
I believe so.
That's really the problem. So we tend to just try to keep maturities 3 to 5 years and shorter.
Right.
Right. Right.
With us expecting that the interest rates are going to increase,
right.
Of course.
One way you can avoid this loss, if you will, is just by holding the bond till maturity.
Till maturity.
So
right.
The people who really get smashed are going to be the people in the bond funds, right?
If you buy a bond and you hold it to maturity, when the price you pay for it, you know all the factors other than if it's going to default. You know what you paid for it.
Right.
You know what you're going to get at the end.
That's right.
And you know what your coupon payment is.
Right. You have a contract.
So it's a locked-in rate of return.
Absolutely.
You know, the interest rate risk. In the meantime, you know,
yes.
You have that, you know, the price of that bond can go up and down in the meantime. But if you hang on till maturity, you know what you're going to make on that bond, on that investment over that time period.
Yes.
The challenge in going out too long that you don't want to do, I mean, you keep it short, at least you'll have your money back.
Right.
So that you can go out and lock in a higher interest rate.
Right.
Should rates rise.
Yep.
So
you could sell the bond you got.
Well, it'll mature.
Bigger.
I mean,
right.
You know, if you wait 5
yeah,
years,
right.
If you bought a 5-year bond and you wait 5 years, it matures. You
well,
got your money.
Exactly.
And then you reinvest.
And I think people don't understand this because they say, I don't understand when interest rates go up, bonds go down. It's because if I tell you that if you give me $1,000,
sure,
I'll pay you a dollar every year for 5 years. And then I'll give you $1,000
sure.
back. That's par, right?
Right.
Well, if a year from today, Ben's willing to take your same $1,000 and give you $2 a year, what's my bond worth? Less.
Yes,
less.
Absolutely.
Because it's got to adjust to the market rate of interest.
That's right.
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 So that's the confusing part. And most people say, there's no way I'm going to buy a 1-year CD or Muni or pick a bond. Doesn't even matter. Because I'll just buy PIMCO's total return fund that's getting 8%.
Right. And also borrowing money to get that 8%.
Well, that would require research.
Yes. Well, that's what I do.
But people will say that's safe. It's a bond fund. How can it not be safe? I just told you how. Imagine a 30-year bond going up 3%. 38.5% is what mathematically you will lose the first day.
Sure.
That happens.
So, right. I mean, the point, if you do own bond funds, it's important to pay attention to the characteristics
Absolutely.
Of those and the underlying securities and what's the average maturity.
Yep,
right.
And the average duration is actually the technical measure of
right.
interest
yes.
rate
duration
risk.
Means just how much it will change theoretically on a 1% change in interest rates. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, two other points, then we'll be done with this show for the week. And I know everybody's like, I can't believe an hour's gone by, but it has. So, sort of around the tax loss discussion we were having earlier.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, can you afford to be out of the market? Well, if you invested a hypothetical $1 from 1926 to 2013, minus the best 40 months, best 40, out of 1,056 months, your rate of return would be like $26.
Okay.
If you just left it in stocks and rode out the wave. Now, this is through the end of 2013. We update this once a year. You'd have $4,676.
You kind of want to be there for those big up months, right?
Well, especially when you're talking about only miss 40
right.
out of 1,000.
Right.
Returns are lumpy. It doesn't all come at once.
No,
I mean, in a straight line.
I have not met the person who can time the market yet.
Why is that, Troy? Right. Twice.
You gotta do it
two
twice.
Right decisions.
You gotta get out at the right time and back in at the right time.
Right.
And if you don't get back in at the right time, that's when you're going to miss those potential 40 best months.
Honestly, it was like we were talking about. You guys weren't here last week. We were talking about. Not one day in my entire life have I woken up and said, you know what? I'm going to fix my own cavity. Not one day have I ever gotten up and said, let me go out to the garage and get my Dremel.
Yeah.
I've never, ever, ever done that. Now, I did for a while change my own oil.
Yeah.
But now I
That's
open up the hood
to do,
of a new car and you're like, I don't even
know where the oil goes.
where is the engine again?
So I think the important part here is it's hard to time the market. It's doggone impossible, I think.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's
so
some
too.
People that do it. And then, you know, then the people that sell the seminars and all that, because if they actually could do it, why would they sell it to you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of this, again, I'm being a little conspiratorial and speculative.
I think actually Arthur Laffer started out trying to determine a way to figure out timing of the market, and you see what he wound up with, just being an economist. I give up. That's
right.
Pretty much what he did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, listen, it's been a slice of heaven. Ben, Troy, thank you for being here.
Yep.
We'll be here again next week. Market up or down?
Up.
Nope.
Down. See you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.